Podcast.
It's us again.
Yes, I'm Ian Campbell, and I'm here with Mr.
Benjamin Beam.
That's right. So how you doing, dude?
I'm good, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was this episode six?
Yeah. Episode six.
It's a lot, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I think it's awesome we made it this far.
I know. We haven't quit yet.
Yeah. Recording two at a time helps a lot with that, too.
Yes, it does. It does. Yeah. And it's just fun.
Yeah, man.
Let's just have fun.
I like you, Ian.
Aw.
I like you a lot.
I like you a lot. Well, that sounded weird.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that again.
Okay.
So how you been, man?
You know, I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah, good day. I went and spent some time at the South Haven Library.
Yeah, that's a good library.
And just did some research on some stuff and like some job stuff.
Yeah.
And then like read through some of my past writings, and I drew a little bit.
Well, that's cool.
So yeah.
It's a relatively easy day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It felt good.
I worked all day.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. This is weird. I'm used to this being Monday, but it's not.
I know, it's not. Yeah.
This is Tuesday. We're recording on Tuesday.
Tuesday feels good, kind of.
Yeah, it feels different.
Yeah.
But I like recording on Mondays.
Yeah.
Because nobody likes Mondays, and then I like recording, so... It's something to look forward to.
Treat.
Yeah. At the end of the day. It's a cherry on top.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe next time we record one of these, we should start earlier so we're not so...
And we should say manly things.
Yeah. Well, we have started this off pretty...
I like you a lot.
Yeah.
Talking to me is the cherry to your day.
I just said recording, not necessarily with you, so.
Oh. Well, I put the pieces together.
It's okay.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I worked all day, so, yeah, it was a long day.
Yeah.
But I'm doing well, you know. I'm feeling good.
That's good.
Not too tired, so.
Tuesdays are my half day at work, so it's like my favorite day of the week.
Yeah.
Because I open.
Mm-hmm.
So I get to open by myself. There's nobody there, so it's nice and quiet. And everybody trickles in about an hour and a half after I've been there.
Yeah.
And then I get to leave at like 12:30 or 1.
Oh, that's nice.
It's really nice.
Well, I have some stuff that I've been meaning to say, and I always forget.
Okay.
But
so you're all prepared with your little legal pad.
My notepad here.
I have nothing. My hands are empty.
Which is weird for a change.
I feel prepared. Like I'm about to get avalanched or something.
Okay, so a little while ago, you know, we were talking about the whole Chris Nolan movies and everything. I feel like we ragged on him pretty hard.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just need to clear it up. It was brought to my attention by my good buddy Carlos that the Nolan films are probably the closest live action Batman films we've ever had to the actual, you know, the Batman that I like. It's the closest that anyone's ever gotten.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt. And we rag on a lot because even though they're still not technically the Batman that I'm waiting for, which if I don't like any Batman movies just because I'm waiting for that movie to come around, I will never like any of the Batman movies because that's No one's going to get it just right. It's a movie. You can't make a comic book a movie and get everything just right. There's certain elements to comic books that you can't do in movies, which is what makes comic books so awesome to me, and cartoons and stuff. Because cartoons, you can get there a little bit better, but you still only have a certain amount of time to do a whole, you know, book. And sometimes books are like, the runs are like, I don't know, 73 comics long. So it's like,
dang.
Or 63, something like that. I don't know. It's a lot. 76.
Yeah.
I don't know. But something like, and so, you know, you can't get all that information in like an hour and a half or an hour and 45 minutes even. So, you know, I'm going to be waiting forever if I'm waiting for that. But all that to say, it's the reason why I didn't like some of the Nolan Batman flicks is because there are certain aspects of certain characters that they could have done and it could have worked and they didn't do.
Exactly.
And it bothered me. Certain very important characteristics of certain characters, which I don't know why they changed.
Yeah.
Because they work. They flow in whatever realm you put them in. Like Bane. I'm gonna rag on Bane. Everybody loves Bane in the last movie. Yeah, he was awesome. And to take this with a grain of salt, he was awesome. It was a great movie. Super entertaining. I've seen it a few times because I love it so much. But it was not true to the comic books. Bane is Mexican, for starters. His character is a luchador. That's why he wears a mask.
Yeah.
He gets big and he's not always big and strong. Like he's pretty cut. He's a wrestler, so he's pretty cut a lot of times, but he's not that big. Batman invented something called Venom to help him. It's kind of like a steroid to help him have a little more of an edge when he's fighting crime. Well, he started to get addicted to it, so he stopped using it. Somehow, this guy, this Mexican luchador, got a hold of it, and he started using it. He started reproducing it and found a way to introduce it into his system in mass quantities. He became Bane. And he had a button on his chest that whenever he pushed it, it shot venom into his veins, and he got all big and buff. That's how he got big and buff. That's Bane.
Yeah.
And now, although I like what they did with the character in the movie, that's not Bane.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like I said, it's a great movie. It's a good movie. It was awesome. I enjoyed it, every minute of it. But that's not Bane.
It's not true to form.
No. And that's something that you could have kept. So that's just, I mean, that's whenever we talk about the Nolan flicks, like why we don't like them so much, that's what we're talking about. Like that kind of stuff. From an entertainment standpoint, those movies are great. Like Carlos told me, like he said to me, like those are the closest thing to our Batman, to my Batman, the one that I'm looking for, that we've ever come to.
Yeah.
Like,
I guess my beef is that it's still, maybe I like things to be, you know, true to form too much.
Yeah.
Because it's still like, especially with the Batman character, like I'm okay with details because before I get ragged on, I'll admit the Spider-Man movies take a lot of liberties with the comics.
Yeah.
Because Spider-Man, there's just so much to choose from. There's so many variations and alternate realities. And
yeah.
It'd just be too much to try to do the whole thing. But you could, I feel like, not so much with Tobey Maguire, which I've admitted before, but like Andrew Garfield, I feel like is a good Peter Parker.
Yeah.
That was
the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas Christian Bale, granted, is the best Batman we've had to date, but he still isn't the character. And I feel like the title character should be as close as you can possibly get. And like we've talked about before, there are actors that could
get there.
Yeah. And I mean, he did a great job. Yeah. He did a really good job. But he's not Batman.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Liked him.
You know, Heath Ledger was Joker.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, the comparison is night and day, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I like the Christian Bale Batman, like I said, just because it's the closest we've gotten so far.
Yeah.
But I do think that there are people who could probably do it better. But, you know, Christian Bale got it, so.
Yeah.
That's what we got to live with.
Unless, you know, in our lifetime they make another one.
Yeah, actually, They are. We've talked about the JLA movie before and how Christian Bale's already signed on to do it.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about the the end of the Superman, the new Superman flick that's coming out, the Man of Steel?
No.
They say they hinted that after the credits, people should stick around because the only person who could ever talk Batman and talk Bruce Wayne into being Batman again is Superman. So we might get a little Christian Bale, Superman, Batman, kind of, because nice. The guy who's playing Superman has already said that he would play Superman in the Justice movie. So
sweet.
Yeah.
But that's not exactly my point, like, because that's still Christian Bale.
Yeah. Yeah.
But again, like, I mean, they've made a bunch of movies. You know, they made, I don't remember when the George Clooney one was.
I forget he was Batman.
Yeah. I think everyone wants to forget he was Batman. But those were probably like late 90s or early 21st century.
Yeah.
And then we have all the Michael Keaton Batmans. Yeah. So, I mean, it's not uncommon for Tim Burton, movies to be remade, you know, 15, 20 years down the line. So, I mean, in our lifetime, there could be a new... They could very easily be a new Batman series.
I mean, I listen to podcasts, a lot of podcasts about comic books and stuff, and, you know, they all talk about the Tim Burton Batman being their Batman. Like, when they were our age, it came out. That movie came out. So, like, I'm hearing people talk about two reboots that they've lived through. So, I mean, it's very, very possible that when we're their age, you know, that'll be the case. Because Batman, I mean... People are, as long as Batman is a character, people are gonna keep rebooting that and trying to get every penny out of it they can. Yeah. But two, he's just a great character.
Yeah.
So, but
which I will agree to, because I, as I told you earlier, everybody out there, I watched Justice League Doom
on Netflix,
and it's really, really good. Which, I mean, I've admitted to being a Justice League fan. But yeah, Batman's character is really boss.
He is.
In that movie.
Yeah.
Granted, he's a jerk, but it's still really cool. So.
Hey! Guess who's here?
Hey! Look at that! Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time ever.
There's your seat.
We have Josh Campbell.
My brother is here. You can grab another chair and bring it in here if you want to.
It's the wee little leprechaun.
This is your microphone. Sorry, you don't get a stand.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
Sorry.
How's it going?
You know, it's... It's going. I'm here.
Yeah, you are.
You made it.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Welcome to the Poser Podcast.
Thanks. Thanks, guys.
Big welcome.
We haven't said this yet, and we've needed to for a long time, but if you haven't noticed, we've developed a theme song, and we've also...
It was developed by somebody.
Yes, it was developed
by... We didn't just grow it.
Yes, and if you listen to the last mini podcast, it was heavily edited, and
for like 2 years,
like many effects and different things, and all of that is done every week by my brother, Josh. So we applaud you, sir. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Josh.
Thanks. Maybe I can put a applause in there somewhere.
Just add it.
Set it in later.
Yeah. Well, we were amidst our discussion about the about Batman, obviously.
Oh,
pros and cons of Christian Bale.
Cons, yeah,
pros and cons of
the Chris Nolan series.
Yeah, those Batman movies. Which I also told him about the credits scene in the new Superman movie that's coming out.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then we segued into Justice League Doom.
Yes, he watched it.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really like that.
Yeah.
Movie. I couldn't think of what it was. I like that. That thing that is that.
That motion picture.
It's a great flick. It's good. It shows how hard freaking core Batman is for sure.
Heck and yes, kind of a jerk a little bit.
He's not a jerk. Okay.
Most of the superheroes are jerks in their own way.
Yes.
Just saying.
Yeah, but just he's
in their like different ways. I mean, you know,
he's words I can't say.
Excuse me?
he's a hard butt.
Well, that's Batman. Have you like
okay?
But not in the animated series so much. Like in the original animated series from back in the day, he was tough. He had a hard exterior, but he wasn't a butt.
Okay.
But I mean you gotta you know, your parents are shot in front of you.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you're angry for like your whole life.
Try being responsible for your uncle's death. Responsible.
One person.
Still a happy-go-lucky guy.
It was his uncle, first of all. And it was one person as opposed to both of his parents.
Yes.
He lost both of his parents and his uncle.
And that creates a whole different kind of emotion. Being responsible for your uncle's death. Bruce Wayne wasn't responsible for his parents' death.
He was just really ticked off.
Yeah, he had to witness it. There's nothing he can do about it. Peter Parker has to live with the fact that he pretty much killed his grandpa. Which is probably the result. No. There's different kinds of jerks. There's the kind of jerk that, you know, it doesn't have any time for anybody who's going to waste their time. Or he was just like Batman. Like, Batman has a plan, and if you mess with the plan, he gets really aggravated. Like, you can't, everything works in Batman's world.
It's usually a good plan.
Yeah, and if you screw it up, he gets upset. He's pushy, I guess you could say. Then there's the kind of jerk who, whenever he's winning, he just lights off all these snarky comments that just makes you more angry.
The whole time. Wonder who that one
is. That's not being a jerk. That's just being snarky. Like Flash. Flash isn't a jerk.
Flash can be a jerk.
Well, snarky.
It's a different...
You okay?
Excuse me. I got a little choked up there.
Hacking up a lung over here.
It's just a different kind of...
Jerk is the wrong term, I guess.
Yeah.
It's the right term for Batman, the wrong term for Spider-Man.
I suppose I can see where you were sort of coming from with that.
This started out as a positive confession on my part. I was saying that Batman was really cool in the Justice League Doom movie.
He was.
He's just a jerk.
Yeah, he is a little bit of a jerk.
Didn't trust his friends.
But, you know, I mean...
He didn't trust himself either.
Let's just face it. Batman's got some issues.
He's got a lot of issues.
Yeah.
But pretty much all the superheroes do.
Yeah.
So, you know?
Yeah.
I also have...
flaws.
So do we just move
on? Let's continue.
It's so good to have somebody else who likes Batman here.
Yeah, shut
up. My gosh.
Shut up.
You're welcome.
Yes.
You're
welcome. Okay. Also, I made brief reference to the Green Lantern movie in a what?
Brief.
Oh, shut up. I made a reference to the Green Lantern movie in a positive light. Like I said that it wasn't a bad movie. And then I rewatched it.
Yeah.
And it's
see
awful.
What I mean?
Yeah, it's bad. It's pretty bad.
Stinks to high heaven.
Yeah. Like, I mean...
The Guardians are ashamed.
That was a nerd thing to say.
I haven't seen it in a long time, but I don't remember thinking it was like...
See?
Re-watch
that's what
it.
I said.
Re-watch
that's
what I said. It.
Like, I'm going to throw up kind of bad.
Read more about the Hal Jordan story.
Well, yeah. Like, I don't know much about, like, the Green Lantern and his story in general. So that's probably why... stop making fun of my hand gestures. I know I make hand gestures when I talk.
It's not the fact that you make them. It's the ones that you make. Like, what is this? How do you hold this? What's
They can't see your hand.
We'll make a vine of it.
We'll take here, take a picture of this. Oh, what was that? Take a picture and we're gonna Instagram this and I want people to tell me
what this is. This is what I was doing.
Take there you go. This is Josh. Josh, one of Josh's hands. Anyway.
Anyways, what I was saying was I haven't seen the, you know, I don't know a whole lot of the backstory. So maybe that's why I like the movie, because I didn't really realize if it was even different from the original story. Because I was like, yeah. I just know he has a ring and he makes crazy random objects that look ridiculous. But that's technically the part of the character. I mean, he always makes ridiculous things because he's kind of ridiculous, but in a cool kind of way. But anyways, my point was, I liked the movie, but it could just be because I didn't know the story very well.
I mean, it's that what I was telling him earlier is that's kind of plays into the character of who he was. That's what kind of the, one of the cool things about the ring is that it's the most powerful weapon in the universe, but it's fueled by
stupidity.
it's fueled by
his will,
and it's limited by his imagination. So like what I was saying to Ben earlier, like there's moments where you're just like, want to hit that guy with a fire truck. Well, when he thinks I want to hit that guy with a fire truck, he hits the guy with a fire truck. So, you know,
what I said was that I would like to think that I would have a better imagination than that. Like,
oh, I would definitely have a better imagination than that.
Like intercontinental ballistic missiles or something, you know, like make it cool.
Is that what you meant when you said ICB?
ICBM.
ICBM?
Yeah.
I didn't know what you meant.
It's like root beer or something.
And that's what I thought. You want to hit the guy with root beer? That's just like, it's worse than a fire truck. Come on.
Throw root beer at him.
Take that. Why is it so fizzy?
I'm sticking.
So what else you got?
But yeah, I just wanted to say I didn't, the Green Lantern movie, it's subpar.
Yeah, agreed.
And I could go into that, but then we'd have another whole 20-minute podcast that we, you know, whatever. Aquaman, like I was telling you, we ragged on Aquaman hard. Like, he was a dork. But I've been reading the new 52 of the Justice League.
Yeah.
That guy's boss. Yeah. I need to read more about Aquaman. That guy is legit.
I'll have to read it when you're done.
Yeah.
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 I don't know anything about Aquaman either.
So. Did you guys know that he's second only to Wonder Woman?
Wonder Woman's stronger than Superman?
Yeah.
Huh.
I know. I didn't know that either. But
that's
strength, he's stronger,
actually.
Stronger or as strong as Superman. Like, that's awesome.
Nothing against women.
Sexist.
Okay, but yeah, Aquaman's awesome.
And he's got a trident.
I know. Yeah, he's got this giant, just like...
That is pretty beast.
Right? It's like a...
There's some versions where he's got like a hook for a hand, too.
Yeah, that's an old version. He got his hand bitten off or something by like a shark or something.
Was that before he learned how to talk to fish? I mean, did he not know how to say, hey, don't bite my hand off?
Maybe the shark didn't want to listen to him, Josh.
He was a bad shark.
You could tell that he bit his hand off.
You didn't have to talk to fish to know that was a bad shark.
Well, that's true.
Even I don't even know if it was a shark or not.
Never mind. I was going to be dumb. Just continue on.
Batman and Spider-Man argument. It is a ongoing just... mess.
Which it shouldn't be because Batman's better, but you know, just continue.
Ian is trying to make, Joshua, is that you can't compare them honestly.
No, they're two completely different superheroes from not only two, you know, DC and Marvel universe, but like two completely, literally different universes. Like Batman lives in Gotham, Spider-Man lives in Manhattan. There's two.
Which
two
happens to be a real city.
Shut up. Gotham is a real place. It's placed in New Jersey. It's just not a real town.
Technically, there's a Gotham, Texas, just so you know.
Yes.
I've been there.
But it's not
it
Gotham
City. It
doesn't
look like Gotham City at all. But there is a little bit of smog.
No, but I agree.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like they deal with two completely different situations and stuff, like, yeah. And have different experiences, and they're different superheroes. They weren't made to be similar. So our argument should, if we're going for Marvel versus DC, we should, and we're picking two superheroes to compare.
We should more evenly match them.
Yeah, it should be like, if in this
Iron
case,
Man and Batman.
Iron Man and Batman,
Hawkeye, Green Arrow,
Spider-Man, and I guess
Green Arrow,
Flash.
Totally
yeah,
sorry.
I agree.
Yeah.
Green Arrow's beast.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah,
he's fun.
Awesome. Yeah.
And he becomes president.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does at some point. I can't remember when, but he does.
At some point.
He's got an awesome mustache.
Not too distant future.
Yeah. But we digress.
And he also gets his arm cut off by Superman.
Oh, really? I didn't know
that. Well, in the Frank Miller.
Wait, hang on a minute. Did he get a new arm?
No.
No.
That's in the Frank Miller... Batman or Dark Knight Returns part two, he's in part two. Well, this is the movie, he's in the Dark Knight Returns book. But in the movie,
oh, wait, is this a spoiler alert? Do we need to?
Well, it's not a spoiler, okay. But it's a
kind of,
yeah, it's kind of a spoiler. Okay. Spoiler alert.
Do you want to hear this, Josh?
I don't know.
It won't ruin anything. But there's a fight between Superman and Batman, and
which is awesome.
It's an incredible fight.
See this fight.
Guess
they're
who wins?
Old.
Yeah, yeah. And I gotta show it to you after the podcast. But dude, Batman just anyway. But at one point, you see Green Arrow hanging from his knees off a fire escape with an arrow like in his mouth, and he pulls the arrow out with his teeth while he's holding the bow and shoots a kryptonite gas arrow at Spider-Man. That wouldn't do anything. what's this dust? I don't know.
What's going on?
Why does it smell funny? He shoots it at Superman, and ultimately that's what wins the fight, because Superman breathes in the gas and is just like, you know, he could, and Batman makes it known, which I'll show you the clip in a little bit, but Batman makes it known to him, like, I could have killed you, I could have made a stronger dose or whatever. And then when Superman is just kind of like getting weak, and he beats the snot out of Superman for a little bit longer. He's in a big like metal suit, kind of Iron Man looking thing. And he's just beating the snot out of this guy, just talking to Superman. And then he picks him up by his collar, and Superman's got like his face is all messed up and everything. And he just looks him in the eyes he's like, never forget this day. Never forget me. From now on, no matter where you are, or what you're doing, or what I'm doing, or whatever, never forget the one man who beat you. And then, like, Batman dies. And then, I'm gonna leave you with that. You have to watch it. But it's awesome. So Green Arrow.
Was definitely a spoiler alert, just so you know.
Yeah, that was
like a huge spoiler.
That,
like,
was a big spoiler.
That's like the end of the movie.
No, it's not.
Oh.
No, it's not.
So there's still, okay.
So you still need to watch it.
In case anyone was wondering, you can still watch it, and there's still some surprise left.
Still big surprise left.
There better be, or else I'm coming to find you.
Frank Miller was
But
Frank Miller was a genius. That's all I'm saying. That's probably one of my favorite Batman books ever.
So wait, I thought this was a movie. Is the movie made out of a book?
Yeah.
I don't really read books.
It's a movie. It's a graphic novel that they made into a movie.
But you do read, right?
You know, I mean, you know, we have to.
But no, it's a book they made into a movie, and both of them are fantastic. It's kind of weird because it's set in it was written in like the 80s. So, who was president in the 80s? JFK.
No.
No.
It's Reagan? Not,
Reagan. Reagan. Yeah. We're about Reagan's to, yeah. the president. I could see him in my face.
I was going to say Carter, right? He was in the 80s too, wasn't he?
It was Reagan, really. Though, in the movie. In the movie, whenever you see the president, it's President Reagan. So that if you get confused about that, that's what that's about.
That's not the president.
Yeah.
He's white.
Oh.
Anyways.
But all that to say,
it's foolish.
Yeah, but that's not to say that we won't continue to have this debate, I'm sure.
No, because...
Simply because our feet are so firmly entrenched in our own camps.
Yeah.
And we are so heavily influenced by our favorite characters that...
We just know it's foolish, but we're still going to...
Well, I mean, you know, because if you think about it, Batman's cooler.
I mean, yeah, that's when you really boil it down.
That's not the point.
Batman's awesome.
It's not...
I'm so glad you're here. Just,
you know, Ian had his moment where there were two against one.
Yes.
When?
Ryan.
Oh, okay.
It was the minicast that I listened to 400 times.
Okay. That's great. Yes. I miss you, Ryan.
Yeah.
Come back to me.
He's not here.
No, he's not. Just me and Josh and Sammy and Gretchen.
What's your next point?
But we also said on that podcast that Superman was well, I think Ryan said that Superman was dumb, but Superman has actually become one of my
favorite.
I watched a Superman movie the other day. Yesterday, actually.
Superman All-Star?
All-Star
Superman?
So. I think so.
Where he's dying?
Like, where he fights Superman versus the Elite.
Yeah, I was about to say that's a good Superman
one too. That's a good
elite.
One too.
I almost watched that today, but I didn't.
I was watching it, and I was like, yeah, I kind of have a better respect for Superman. Just
and
because of the whole, like, because sometimes they can get on the cheesy side with the whole truth, justice in the American way.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my gosh, dude, come on. but you know, he kind of had a cool point. It was like, you know, okay, it kind of makes sense. You know, it's like, you know, he shouldn't be the judge and jury, you know, even if he has the power to do it. So it's kind of cool.
You should, if you like that, you should also watch All-Star Superman. It's really good. It's
I don't think I've seen that. Well,
I think all of these are none of them are original stories. They're all based on books, but I'm pretty sure they're all based on books, but I know for a fact All-Star Superman is based on a book, and it's a really good book too. But no, it's a really good story. I'm not going to tell anything about it. I'm not going to spoil that one.
Okay,
but
sweet.
It's good.
You spoiled the awesome Batman story.
No, I didn't. There's
except
so much more than that.
Okay.
Did I tell you about the girl Robin? Robin's a girl.
Wait, hang on. Are you spoiling
it? I thought Robin was.
Okay, a little bit more.
Uh-huh. See? Thank you.
Just kidding.
Sorry. Hey, shut up.
You did actually tell me about that, so never mind.
Okay, Joseph Gordon-Levitt is cool Robin.
Yeah. That's one of the things I had a problem with, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Because he would
be
awesome Nightwing.
Yeah, I know. He would be a great Nightwing.
Hang on. Pause. What are we talking about?
The last.
I don't know who he said.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt, if that's how you pronounce his
Is
name.
Is that
the guy
from the new Batman movie?
The guy who was in Looper.
Okay.
With Bruce Willis.
I got you. I don't know
Inception.
Names.
Inception.
I mean, I know Batman
Angels
names,
in the Outfield.
But I don't know real people names.
But I
you do
see.
Read, right?
I told you, not unless I have to.
But no, I could see him as he'd make a good Nightwing. They've actually put some fan pics up online.
I was kind of upset
online.
Though because Becca, for those of you that don't know, is Ben's sister, and she like leans over during the movie. She's like, oh, "He's gonna be Robin." spoiler alert. and I was like, "No, he's not gonna be Robin because his name's not even close to like any of the Robins that there ever were." And then at the end, he's like, "My real name's Robin." And I'm like,
"That's not how it happened.
His name wasn't even really Robin."
Red Robin.
Yum.
That was very nice, guys.
Thanks, guys. We practiced before you got here.
Yeah. It's just for you.
I've never been to Red Robin.
Yum.
Oh, hey. while we're talking about this, though, one of our fans, Matt B, which we know he's a friend of ours.
Yeah.
I'll tell you in a minute who his real name is.
Oh, I got you.
Okay, you good?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm on the same page. His dad got me back from Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's another story. That's another time. He posted on our iTunes. Thank you, Matt. Second person to review us and comment on our iTunes page. Yes.
Dude, Matt. I should have given him a hug. I saw him the other day.
You're awesome, dude, Matt.
Yeah.
He's awesome. And we were talking the other day, and he really wants to hear a Batman versus Green Arrow discussion because he feels like that would be more of an accurate comparison.
That is more of an accurate comparison.
I mean, technically, you know, they're in the same universe, which makes it a little easier.
Both orphans, they're both rich.
I held the opinion in talking to him that Batman would kick butt, but I would like to hear his defense, and he had some pretty good evidence or some. He had a good point, a few good points about Green Arrow.
Yeah.
So.
Well, hit us up on our Facebook there, Matt, or Twitter or whatever, and give us your side of the argument why you think Green Arrow would be better than, would beat Batman in a round of fisticuffs.
Yeah.
I have to say, just really quick, I think I agree with Ben. But I don't know. It'd be a difficult fight. So
it'd be fun to watch.
It'd be tough. Yeah, that's a tough call. They're both awesome.
I mean, I'm just a hardcore Batman fan. Anyway, yeah, so, but
Batman versus anybody, I'm gonna pick Batman.
Green Arrow fan too.
We'll see.
So
I'm just throwing in the
superhero.
Yeah, that's my superhero. Yeah. My handshake.
Yeah,
I'm just throwing in the logic of it from Frank Butler? What is
Frank Miller?
Frank Miller.
Who's Frank Butler?
I feel like I know him. Frank Butler. Maybe that's
somebody we know. Frank Miller from that. If Batman, okay, this is just a logical premise here. Premise one, if Batman can beat Superman, premise two, Superman beats Green Arrow. Conclusion, Batman beats Green Arrow.
Green Arrow. Yeah.
It just makes sense. Mm.
But you could also say that Batman didn't beat Green Arrow because Green Arrow is still running around and being...
You mean Superman?
Yeah, whatever, Superman. Superman didn't beat Green Arrow because Green Arrow is still running around, and he's actually, what they don't tell you is, it's in the book, but he's a vigilante, like a political vigilante. He's,
as president?
No, he's not president. He's not president in that book.
Wait, are we talking about Green Arrow?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But he's running around, and he's like a political... a vigilante ghost. People don't know that it is actually Green Arrow, but he's doing stuff like that. So
yeah, that would be fun. We should have that debate.
Yes, Matt, hit us up.
Yeah.
It's balls in your court now. Let's get this rolling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's it, folks. Hey, Josh.
Hey.
Do we have a Twitter?
Yeah.
What's our Twitter?
I have no clue. You don't.
Really? Really? What is? Do you read?
We've been over this.
Ian, what's our Twitter handle?
At Poser Podcast.
That's very great.
Hey, it's at Poser Podcast.
Hey, Ben, what's our Instagram handle?
At Poser Podcast, Ian.
Yeah. Hey, Josh, what's our Facebook page?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say at Poser Podcast.
No.
Poser Podcast at facebook.com.
Facebook.com. Not Facebook.
Is that like MySpace and Facebook?
Facebook.com/Poser Podcast. Hey, Ian, what's our email?
PoserPodcast@gmail.com. Please send us emails, requests for stuff for podcasts. Just like Tony did. Comments and things that we had a guy named Tony email us in some comments and stuff.
Oh,
there you go.
That's cool.
Send us your comments and your requests and everything. Please go on iTunes like Matt did.
Yep.
Rate us and write a review because in the long run it will help us a lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah. A lot. So please, Bosworth, I want you to be the first. You go right now.
Do it.
Now.
Do it.
Hey, Josh.
Hey. Don't ask me any more questions. Okay.
Don't stare at the potato.
Don't stare at the potato.
Don't do it.
Oh, man.
Spider-Man! Spider-Man!